Jeremy, are you there?
Yes.
Zach, are you there?
I am.
There you go, guys.
Delightful. Thank you, Amanda. Hello, Zach Blair?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, my name is Jeremy from the Zone Radio Station in Victoria.
Nice to meet you, man.
So Zach Blair, guitar player for rock and roll band Rise Against, new record is Endgame, and shoots off the rockets right away, right? Number two record in all the land?
It's crazy, man. It's number two in the States. I think it's number one in Canada. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'll believe you.
I think it is. That's what we heard. Maybe it's not.
I want it
to
be.
Number one in Germany, and yeah, it's crazy.
You open it up right away. And I'm like confronted by a quote that I'm like, oh, what is this quote? I know this. I've read this book, Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about that? Like right off the top, you open up the record and it's like, boom, you hit people with a little knowledge.
Well, you know, our band has always kind of touted a bit of a message. I think it's something that goes hand in hand with the band. And the whole idea behind this record, not that it's a concept record, because it's not, but I think it was sort of made with an idealism in mind. Hang on one second. Sorry. It was made with sort of an idealism in mind that was, you know, if we had to sort of rebuild and start over, knowing what we know now.
Rebuild what really, and start over? Rebuild
up all that bad.
Like rebuild and, what?
I'm sorry?
Rebuild what? If we had to rebuild what and start all over?
Everything. If we weren't so addicted to technology, if we didn't need iPhones for everything, if we weren't, you know, watching reality TV, if these things didn't exist, if the ills and all the things, the awful sort of downfalls of capitalism that we've learned from, you know, just all the mistakes we've learned, if we had a chance to redo it all and sort of rebuild and live off the land and, you know, a communal sort of utopian society, would it be so bad? Would we really mess it up too bad? I think it's just trying to sort of think about that idea when somebody complains about not getting good cell phone coverage or whatever, and then you read something like The Grapes of Wrath and you think about what those people must have gone through and what our, you know, quote unquote big problems are nowadays. It's sort of laughable.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I have a lot of friends, you know, just like, you know, with what's going on in say Japan or something right now.
Yeah.
And it's like it's now starting to bubble up. It's like you'll go on someone's blog and they'll just be like, "Oh man, my day was so terrible. The bus is 50 minutes late," and it's like tidal waves just killed 1,000 people.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just it's very privileged problems, you know, that we have nowadays. And I think that was the idea behind, you know, the sort of common theme behind Endgame that we were, you know, trying to talk about. And that quote pretty much summed up just the mind space we were in. And Tim was definitely in when he was writing the lyrics for this record.
So, you know, listening to what you just said, I mean, you're confronted then with a lot of the theories that you just talked about in the first single from the record, Help Is On The Way.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I listen to this song, I actually hear a very positive message. Does this song, like, is the help is on the way, is that almost like, do you think it's like a stab, or are you saying help is on the way?
Well, I think we're saying help is on the way. That's another problem. You know, it Rise Against does have a positive message in there. I think it's the way you take it, and I'm glad you took it that way, because it is definitely how it was intended. I think to summarize or to sort of, you know, generalize, it's things could be really messed up if you don't just put yourself out there a bit, if you don't try. Pick just one thing and go for that, you know. You know, you could help yourself out, you could help others out, you could help out the whole situation at large if you just try a little bit. There's so many people, you got to think, the person next to you probably isn't trying at all. The person next to you probably isn't enlightened educated or trying to help themselves or others out at all. So if you're trying just a little bit, then chances are, you know, you could be the help, you could be the change, you could be the difference. I know that sounds like a canned answer, but it's totally true, you know. And that's what, with our band, what we've tried, you know, before I was in the band, and since day one, yeah, it's entertainment. Yeah, we're out there to have a good time and put on a good show. But we're also trying to enlighten people to go and maybe just get online themselves. Just find one thing, one cause that kind of speaks to them. People are so, especially now, you know, with so many things happening, it is a pretty, you could get mired in a lot of negativity. But I think that, yeah, with also promoting these messages and promoting these sort of causes to get involved in, I think that's a positive thing. You know, it might seem that things are sort of useless and hopeless sometimes, and it's really easy to be negative nowadays. It really is. But I don't think it's over. I don't think it's, you know, people think their world's going to end in 2012 and things like that. I just think it's a warning sign. I think these things happening, you know, global warming, people thinking it's a threat and things like that, it's just ridiculous, you know. But I think there's something we can all do. And the good thing is a lot of people are doing things. Kids are so much more enlightened nowadays. You know?
Well, the song, like, Help Is On The Way is a great example. You're saying, you know, do the little thing, and then you watch the music video. And the music video is so striking and so well made, and it centers on a family, you know, during the Hurricane Katrina. And, you know, you think help is on the way. When is the government going to come save these people? But when you watch the video, where is the help coming from? It's the mom and dad grabbing the kids,
absolutely,
bringing them up to the roof. Oh, the water keeps rising. What does dad do? Grab the axe, hammers through the roof. They get on the roof. A boat of drifters comes by. Dad takes care of them. Kid falls in the water. And, you know, that help is on the way was kind of like threaded throughout the entire piece.
That's awesome you took that from it, and that's exactly how it was intended. I think it's more the whole point of the song, the whole point of the album, and the whole point really of Rise Against is to do it yourself. You know, I don't believe in the government's going to help me out. I don't believe anyone besides me is going to help me out, really. You know, I want to involve myself. I want to make things happen for me. And that's the only thing we're trying to tell everybody. You yourself can make a difference and make a change and help yourself out and help others out. And if you're waiting on somebody else to do it, if you're putting faith into something else, unfortunately, you probably will get let down, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm glad you took that message from the video. That's really important.
I dug it, man. That music video, I watched it. It was it's well made, right? I mean, it starts there, just the art and the work that your people put into it was good. I mean, you got to start there. But
we were so pleased with it, yeah.
Yeah, and then from there you get rolling, right? It's like, you know, the acting is good, and that's great, but then it's like the story and the message was, you know, that's what I take from the song Help Is On The Way, which is rad. Listening to the record, you know, what are some themes or threads then, you know, stylistically that people are going to pull out of Endgame that you put in there?
You know, it's weird, and I've said this a few times, it feels really like we sort of echoed a bit of what the band started out. It's a faster, darker record than we've made lately. I think it's probably the fastest, darkest record the band's made since Revolutions Per Minute, really. That having been said, I also feel like we took a gradual step forward, just like every band needs to. Not too drastic a step forward, because you don't want to alienate your fan base or even yourself. You don't want to make a body of work that even you don't identify with. So I was kind of impressed, and not to you know, blow my own horn or whatever, but I was pretty impressed with how we were able to take a gradual step forward, but also kind of echoed a familiar sound with the band that we haven't really sort of capitalized on in a long time. Once we stood back from it and the smoke cleared a little bit, and we were actually able to listen to it as a body of work, I think it made a pretty darkly melodic record, a heavy, fast record, and I really, really enjoy it.
You got Matt Skiba, am I saying his name right, hanging out on the record?
Yeah.
Is he like an Alkaline Trio or what?
Yes, he's an Alkaline Trio.
Yeah, man. And so they're from Chicago. You're from Chicago.
I'm not, actually. The band is.
The band is. Tim is.
Yeah, you know, the band started in Chicago, and Tim, our singer, and Joe, the bass player, formed the band in Chicago. Brandon, our drummer, lives in Denver. He's from Denver. He moved to Chicago when the band first started out. But once the band got going, he was able to move back home. And then I joined the band a little over 4 years ago, and I am from Texas, and I live in Austin, Texas right now.
And you still live there?
I do, in fact. Yeah.
All right. When you're at this level, you're able to, like, get together, tour, get together to record, and then it's like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with my friends and family, recharge.
Yeah, you know, and we have a rehearsal room. It's still sort of, you know, headquarters is still in Chicago.
Yeah, your mail comes to Austin, Texas.
Right, exactly.
That's cool.
we're together so much, and you know, to our credit, not bragging, but we tour just as much as the band ever has without taking time off. So we're together so much, it kind of doesn't matter where we hang our hat. You know, we know we're going to be back together within the next few months anyway.
Yeah, I think it's got to be good and healthy to have a space.
Yeah, you get it. You get away a little bit, yeah.
Anyway, we got off the top of your mantis. Skiba from Alkaline Trio. What happened there? Why is this guy showing up on your record?
Well, we were mixing the record in Los Angeles, and, you know, we've done a whole bunch of touring with Matt, and Matt, being a Chicago guy, these guys being Chicago guys, have known each other since, you know, forever ago, and he's just a good friend, and he's a great guy, and there was just happened to be a part that was kind of pie in the sky, like, man, it'd be great if we could get back to sing on this, but we were making the record in Denver, well, in Fort Collins, Colorado, it's about an hour north of Denver, with Bill Stevenson from The Descendants and Black Flag and all, and he's produced, I think this is his fourth record with the band.
Oh, wow.
And he's just basically like a fifth member. But he really likes Matt as well, and they've done some touring together. And so, we were mixing the record. I had already sung the part that Matt ended up singing. And while we were out there, like, man, we could probably get Matt out here to do this. You know, we just wanted him on the record. And he came out and did great.
And now you got that one song. It's like featuring Matt Skiba from our
band,
too. That's wicked. Oh, well, I guess I will let you go, Zach, because I think our 10 minutes is up, and I'm sure you got your next radio or whatever you guys do over there, next guy up to talk to.
Yeah, we're in Germany right now.
Oh, well, I'm talking to you in Germany. That's wicked.
You are. I'm in Berlin, actually.
Oh, delightful. Well, you guys have actually toured to Victoria, and I think you've been in the band then, at least one of the shows. Do you remember coming to Victoria? We're out by Washington State in British Columbia. We're in British Columbia.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We played Victoria, BC. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have played here. Actually, the band's played here a couple times.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I've played with them probably twice there now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then you were with the band both shows, which is wicked.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
yeah.
Maybe again, you guys will
hang
come
out with that. Is that home? Well, the street guy that dresses like Darth Vader and
yes,
violin.
Yeah.
That guy's rad.
You are in our town.
Yes, I was.
He still does it. So next
I've got
time,
a button of that guy.
Next time you come to Victoria, you can put a toonie in his hat there. And all right, well, that's cool that you remember, and you guys have been here before, and maybe one day you'll come visit Victoria again.
I'm sure we'll be coming back real soon.
You're awesome. Okay, Zach, I appreciate your time.
Take care, buddy.
Okay, have fun in Berlin.
All right, man, thanks. Bye.